latest team news from clubcall.com. Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and club captain Vincent Kompany has warned his teammates they must stay calm as they've won nothing yet. City are riding the crest of a wave following Sunday's 2-1 win at Huddersfield that restored their 8-point lead at the top of the table. Pep Guardiola's unbeaten side came from behind to equal a club record of 11 straight league wins this season, but Kompany has urged his teammates to keep their feet on the ground if they want to be crowned champions at the end of the year. He told reporters, after 15 years at this level, the one thing you know is that you never have the crown yourself, your champions, in November. Let's be steady. The biggest challenge for now is to go back home and say the next game, let's do it again, and do it again. I feel the team has got the motivation, and I make it more about the next game. We've won nothing and achieved nothing, and that is the key message. Moving on, Man City reportedly lining up a swoop for Real Sociedad target Inigo Martinez when the transfer window reopens. City have started the season in blistering fashion, winning 18 out of 20 games in all competitions. Boss Pep Guardiola will not rest on his laurels and is looking to strengthen further. Central defence could be a problem with John Stones injured. Vincent Kompany continues to be, of course, an issue with his potential injuries. Guardiola wants cover for the likes of Nicolas Otamendi, and now Martinez could be his top target. So his 6-year-old is under contract until June 2021, but Sociedad face a battle to keep hold as City prepare to test their resolve by making a bid in the new year. And ahead of the midweek game, Southampton boss Maurizio Pellegrino has claimed that the Man City are not unbeatable. Despite their record, he insists nobody is unbeatable. Every single team have problems when speaking to the Daily Echo. Yesterday, I just feel we're really close to getting something. We need to be 100% with our performance, our attitude. We have to be at the top of our game. That's all then for today's headlines. We'll have more news later.